Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran, and we've got an outstanding show coming up for you today, but we want to start by thanking some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
Man, we certainly do. We couldn't do this show without all these fine sponsors continuing to work with us. The Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifelines Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And, of course, we want to thank all our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also, if you like to listen on demand, our podcasts are up. Our regularly aired shows are up with most of the major podcasting sites. You can just check out or search SBN or Scuttlebutt, and you can get Tom's Tirade via podcast at castbox.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN, and we got a packed show for you today, so if we can't get to everything or you'd like more information on the topics that we cover, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Later on SBN, we'll talk with Ms. Christine Elser from the Military Appreciation App about their upcoming event for our military and veterans. Also, we'll run our interview with the folks from Lifelines Counseling Services on suicide prevention. We're still in Suicide Prevention Month, and as you'll see, there are certainly things that we need to try to address with our military and our veterans when it comes to that. Also, an Agent Orange veteran takes his case to Congress. It's a good story. And we're going to replay Tom's Tirade on Suicide is Painless, again with Suicide Prevention Month wrapping up here in the next few days. But first, in what seems to be a growing concern in the military ranks, the Navy is the latest branch to tackle the issue of suicide in service. I guess that's really all that you could title it as. And, you know, Tom, it's really a disturbing story. And this comes off of the aircraft carrier George H.W. Bush, which is undergoing maintenance in Virginia. Now, keep that in mind when we talk about the rest of the story, which comes from military.com. But three sailors assigned to that aircraft carrier died in apparent suicides in the last week, Tom. I mean, that in and of itself is just hard to believe.
Well, it's just totally unbelievable that these guys would go into port for a repair on the ship, and they would be so messed up mentally that they would take their own lives. I mean, I'm a vet too, and I've had some bad stuff, man. But I don't know. I see these guys committing suicide, and they're doing it in their family's homes. They're doing it in the buildings, in the same building with their wives and children. That's got to be some bad sickness for a guy to do that in front of his family.
Well, there's got to be something there, Tom. The reality of it is, Navy officials say there's no apparent connection between the three that committed suicide. Now, think about that. In the last week, the sailors didn't serve in the same departments, according to a spokesman for Naval Air Force Atlantic. So you have some folks that are pointing to their only connection, which is their command. And when you look at it from that perspective, Tom, it's interesting, but it's also disturbing in the way some folks are trying to portray this. You have a gentleman, Sean Peacock. He's a veteran. He's an administrator on the Facebook group Decelerate Your Life, which posted about the suicides. Peacock said he served on the bush from 2011 to 2016. He's saying that many of these sailors, Tom, now even though they're in port and the ship's undergoing maintenance, he's saying that a lot of these sailors are saying that they are under a lot of pressure. They're often told they can't take leave and spend time with their families once they're back in the shipyard. There are tight deadlines. Of course, they're trying to get, you know, we're down a carrier because the bush is in port. And he says that, you know, he has stories from these sailors that they're facing tight deadlines, and senior leaders are constantly walking around to check on their progress. Now, I don't know, Tom, but when I was in the military, you were given a task, you had deadlines, and I guarantee you, I had a sergeant or an NCO who was constantly on me trying to check to see what progress was being made.
Sure.
I don't know why that seems to be such a hard thing.
No. You know, but that's the way it was in the 50s, man, when I was in the Corps. You know, you would go into detail, and, you know, and if you had troops below you that were supposed to be doing the detail, then you had to make damn sure that you followed through and that detail was handled. And, hell, yeah, I walked around and looked at everybody, you know. Hey, guys, we got to tighten up. You know, just get it done. Come on.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I find at least what they're coming up with in terms of at least a rationale or a reason is that it's the command that's putting pressure on these sailors. One thing, they went on to say sailors don't always have access to mental health professionals on the ship. If they try to take time off to see someone, it's viewed, what we called it in the Corps, was malingering. And you're trying to get out of your work.
But, you know, hey, we didn't have no damn psychologist in our outfit.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It was called the first sergeant.
Right. Suck it up, buttercup.
There you go. And he would tell you what you needed to know.
Yeah, but they used other words. I was just trying to be nice since we own the air.
Family show.
Oh, yeah, family show, you know.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, Tom, we talked about last week about the Air Force trying to address this concept of hopelessness in the ranks. You know, you've got this kind of thing happening on an aircraft carrier, which is in port. And that, to me, is probably what I find most disturbing, Tom, is that, you know, it's not as if they're facing the stress of being at sea deployed in a combat zone.
Right, right.
And yet here they are with this happening while they're in port. And the only thing seemingly that's coming out of this is they're trying to point to the chain of command.
Yeah, you know, but it's kind of also, there's some figures there. This is the fifth suicide in the last 2 years from that ship.
That's very true. But Tom, you know, one of the things that I find disturbing in this whole article is that They're trying to say, well, you know, these sailors don't have the ability to reach out to mental health professionals. And this, with everything that has gone on, I don't, with the suicides in the military and that being highlighted, I find it hard to believe, Tom, that if there was a problem that these sailors couldn't go to somebody and say, yeah, I need to get to the dock. I need to get to somebody. Because there's an issue.
Yeah, they got a chaplain on board, too.
Ah, that's... Yeah, but see, mental health and the chaplain are two totally different things now, Tom.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess they changed all of that.
There you go. As always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, Miss Christine Elser from the Military Appreciation App. When we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SVN. And it is an honor to be joined by Miss Christine Elser from the Military Appreciation App. Christine, welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Thank you, Cal. I appreciate y'all having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you on, Christine. I know I've had occasion to talk to you a couple of times down at the South Alabama Veterans Council, and I think you guys have an awesome app over there going on. How are you applying the Military Appreciation Day? I understand it's going to be at Cordova Mall.
Yes. So we are hosting the Military Appreciation Day at Cordova Mall, meaning that we're putting it together. We've got about 40 vendors coming out. Some of them are going to be the nonprofits that are military supportive, and then some of them are veteran-owned businesses, military and friendly employers. It's just going to be a very fun day. It's going to be on October 5th. It's a Saturday, so it's 11 to 3 p.m., and that is in Pensacola. We'll be setting up at the center court, and we'll go down to Dillard's, which is quite a ways. So we're looking to fill up the space, and we've got a good head start, and pretty much everything has come together.
That's awesome. Is this the first one of these appreciation days that you've had at Cordova Mall?
It's the first one that I have hosted. They have done them at the Cordova Mall before, but I was not in attendance at that time.
Okay.
So I think they had a good turnout for those. Usually there's a lot of people at the mall already on a Saturday, and this will bring out even more.
Well, you know, one of the things that you would wonder about Military Appreciation Day, you're thinking the guys, I guess, is a day to celebrate?
It is a day to celebrate, a day to say thanks. And we didn't want to wait till Veterans Day before we said, you know, thanks. We do it all year long. And October seemed like a good time to have it before all the Veterans Day activities started.
Yeah, that's just awesome. But you serve all of the families there, including active duty, guard duty, reserve, retired veterans, and their families.
Right. Our app, which is all year long, is for anyone who has served or is serving. And we appreciate everybody equally.
With the people that have the booths there, are they going to try to help individual veterans and our families that may have a problem that maybe they could help or guide them in the right direction?
There are some of the military nonprofits, the organizations that's their mission is to help veterans in various ways. Some of the ones that are going to be there are Flags for Vets, the American Legion, Healing Paws for Warriors, A Hero, USO, the HER Foundation, Operation Reconnect, a few others as well. And they all support veterans and the military in various different ways.
That is so awesome. But I see where you've got the Flags for Vets, and now you have a one that is Food for Vets.
And I have Food for Vets as well.
And the Healing Paws for Warriors. What is that? Healing Paws for Warriors. I haven't heard of that.
Healing Paws, it's service dogs.
Okay, neat.
So they connect, if a veteran is in need of a service dog, they would connect and help fundraise so that they can get a service dog.
We're familiar with some of that here in the Mobile area. But now the USO will also be there?
Yes, they will also be there. It was just a great place and a great Pensacola being as military friendly as it is. It was just, there's a lot of organizations there that come together and serve the military. And so getting them all under one roof seemed like a great idea.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Now, how many of the booths do you have that is asked for and applied for as of now?
We have most of the 40 ones already taken.
Okay.
We have a few left. So it just depends on, who wants to be there, if it's a nonprofit or if it's we do have some sponsors that will be there, sponsors of our app. So they will have some booths there as well.
Well,
it's our way of giving back to our sponsors.
Right. And speaking of your app, how does someone get to be a sponsor for that?
Okay. You would contact us. You could go to our website, www.militaryappreciation.us, and there's a form there to fill out, and then we will get in touch with you, or you can give us a call. We have two different numbers. Do you want the numbers now, or do you?
You can. Go ahead.
Okay. 850-530-9907. And the other number is an Alabama number. It is 251-382-6004.
That's neat. Okay. Do you have just the one website that has all the information on it?
We have the website, militaryappreciation.us, and then we have a Facebook page, which is called Military Appreciation.
Okay. Have we overlooked anything that we need to get out there about your awesome venue that you have going on?
About the actual venue, we have we are having some entertainment there as well. So the Blue Anchor Bells will be there, and I'm waiting to hear if a certain children's choir in Pensacola will be there to perform some patriotic songs.
That's neat.
We will have a kids area, and of course, which we don't want to forget about, the mall itself.
Right.
Some of the stores there are having specials and deals that are particular to the military. So that's really important.
That is great. They will probably entertain some discounts for the vets during that period of time.
They do. They do. They do some all year, but they're doing some special ones for this day.
Okay.
If you haven't seen the Deployer, have you heard of the Deployer?
Not personally, I haven't.
Okay, so that is the Operation Reconnect Jeep that is usually parked at the floor of Bama. And they're doing a raffle for that Jeep on Veterans Day this year.
Okay.
That Deployer is going to be at the mall with us.
Oh, okay. Now, I've heard of that. I just didn't relate it back to being the Jeep.
Yep.
That is neat. All right. How about going back and do a rundown for us on the day that it's going to occur, where it's going to occur, and phone numbers and website numbers, and anyone that may be listening out there, if you get your pencil and pen ready and some scratch pad or write on the wall or whatever, in the newspaper, whatever you want to do, but she's going to try to give it to you and give it to you a little bit slow, so you'll have time to write it down if you're interested in calling or making sure that you get a chance to go by over there at the Cordova Mall.
Absolutely. I would love for everybody to come out and show their support. The date is Saturday, October 5th, and it is at Cordova Mall. The address there is 5100 North 9th Avenue, Pensacola, Florida. And the timing is from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
And we have a website.
Okay.
And you can find all of our information on there. It's www.militaryappreciation.us.
All right. I think that pretty well covers it, don't it? But now give us the two numbers on the sponsorship.
Okay. It is 850-530-9907.
Okay.
And then the Alabama number is 251-382-6004.
That's great. That's
and
great.
It doesn't matter which number you call.
Okay.
You'll get in touch with us.
That is neat. It's really neat. And we're just extremely pleased to have you on tonight and bring this to our attention. Ms. Christine Elser from Military Appreciation.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, it's awesome.
If you come out that day, I'd love to say hello to you.
All right. Well, if we get a chance to get over that way, we'll certainly give you a holler.
All right.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. Mr. Cal, we're going to take a break.
We've got more information on the scuttlebuttnetwork.com. On the other side of the break, our interview with Ms. Candace Headland from Lifelines Counseling Services on suicide prevention when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Your bunker break off. Check your trim set. Check your nozzle steering arm maneuver. Down and burn go. A low transition. Right turn out. 86. Time and out there on 16. Let's run them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our numbers, 3430-106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. And check us out on Facebook, a lot of good information there. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
And we certainly want to thank the folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama, Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens, and Lifelines Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline, and we're blessed to have them in the studio with us.
We're so glad to be here.
Yeah. Absolutely. We've got Ms. Sarah Bumgarner and Candace Headland from Lifelines Counseling. You know, September, we talked about, Tom, September Suicide Prevention Month. Yesterday was Suicide Prevention Day. A report out recently says that veterans are more likely than civilians to die by suicide, twice as likely as civilians to die by suicide. It was Department of Veterans Affairs report that came out on Monday. Candace, you're the suicide prevention educator with Lifelines, and we've talked about some really shocking statistics about suicide in our veterans and our military. What are you seeing in this in our local communities?
So what I hear a lot recently, actually, is that the female rates are two times higher in female veterans than they are in I guess the average female population. So that has been interesting. They're also much more likely to use a firearm than most females try to use pills as well. So that that is something different in that population. So it's something that we've been looking at a lot.
Well, why do you think go ahead, Cal.
Go ahead, Tom.
I said, why do you think that the veterans are more likely to commit suicide than those in the civilian world?
So We see a lot of perceived burdenness, which is what a term that psychologist Joyner coined, and that is that they feel like they are a burden on someone. And so it doesn't mean that they actually are or that anyone else is perceiving them as a burden, but it means that they feel as though they are a burden.
Well, that was one of the questions that I was going to ask you is what are some of the reasons that these people contemplate suicide? And it's the fact that they may feel like they are a burden to their mm-hmm. families and, mm-hmm. and other individuals that they love and care for?
Yes. Also the sense of belonging. So being a part of the military, and when they're deployed, they often feel a sense of family from that. And so when they come home, they don't have that anymore. And so that also plays a part in it as well.
Well, when we're in service, we're attached to a group, usually a company or a platoon or a squad or something mm-hmm. of that nature. And so that gets to be your family, those mm-hmm. immediate people, whether it's 5, 6, or 7, or it could be 60 or 80. But you feel like that is your immediate family. And then when you come home, you don't have all of that camaraderie of all these people around you, and you know, nobody knows you, nobody knows what you're doing. You've been overseas or been in conflict, so it's a heck of a stress on the mentality of our vets to do this. Have you seen that, Sarah, or what?
Yeah, and I think too, like when you go over there multiple times with
yes.
the same group, you yeah. know, or you meet people over there and from different. You know, squads or whatever, and y'all become friends, and mm-hmm. then they go back to, like, you know, Texas or whatever, and then you're coming back to
yeah.
Alabama. So
yeah, I'm going to go back and help my buddies.
Right.
And I want to go back and protect my buddies. They protected me. Now, here I am at home. I'm not doing anything. I need to go back. I need to get back in that. And that's hard for them to comprehend and to accept, so.
Mm-hmm. And some other things that are reported on is just, you know, limited job opportunities. So then that leads to financial difficulties
yes.
or,
yeah.
you know, strains on marriages and, you know, family relationships
right. sure.
when
sure.
you get back. And so just there's a number of different things. And I know Candace had talked about some other ones, too, as far as the mental health division of that.
Yeah, well, Candace, what are some of the things that LifeLine can do to help someone considering suicide? How do y'all approach that?
So at LifeLines, we mentioned the 2-1-1 line. That is really a crucial part because they can call. I know Mary took a call. Mary Howard's our team lead, and she took a crisis call one time and ended up that the person was struggling financially, having trouble getting a job, and she helped them find job placement and referred them to the resources that they needed to
right. okay.
to get back on their feet.
So,
so we can do that. We have our family counseling component as well. And then we also house the National Suicide Prevention Line at Lifelines as well.
That's neat. Now, what if one of our listeners out there knows someone that they think are showing the signs that they're, that we've mentioned here, what should they do? I mean, should they call in and tell about something? Can you call in and tell about your buddy or your girlfriend or the girl or whatever or the lady or that guy? What do you do?
So this is a hotline basically for anyone that is having emotional distress. So if they feel that their loved one or someone they're close to is experiencing these warning signs,
right.
then they can call in on behalf of them as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so you offer ongoing counseling for veterans and our other individuals or veterans' families?
We do veterans and veteran families.
Okay. Where are you guys located, and how should people get in touch with you? Sarah?
Well, we're located at 705 Oak Circle Drive, off Cottage Hill Road, kind of near Big Time Diner, if anybody knows where that delicious place is.
I certainly do.
So you can call 211 and get resources you can certainly always 24/7 call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. So what they say is just 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. And that'll take you straight to the Veterans Crisis Line. Okay. And just to note, that's for anyone. Not, you don't have to be in crisis, or you don't have to be, you know, suicide. If you just want to call and talk,
okay,
that line is there. That's a free service for anyone who wants to call if you want to talk through some things. And you can call Lifeline's Counseling Services at 251-602-0909, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay. We've got about a minute or so left. I might go in through those phone numbers again and go through them real slow and indicate what those phone numbers are for, in case we have somebody out there. If any of you guys and gals out there want to write these numbers down, get your pencil and paper, and let's get ready. She's going to give them to you.
So the main one I want to give out is the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and it's available 24 hours every day, 1-800-273-8255, and press 1. If you are looking for resources in the area, you can call during business hours, 211. If it's after business hours, you can leave a message and they will follow up with you the next day. And then if you want to call to make a counseling appointment or a financial counseling, family counseling, anything like that, you can call the 251-602-0909, and that's Lifeline's Counseling Services.
So cool. You ladies are doing an awesome job. We appreciate what you're doing, and we appreciate the fact that you actually have the funds to be able to do it. It's been a pleasure having you on today. Cal, you want to close us out?
I absolutely do. I want to thank you for all the great information, and thank you and Lifelines for serving our veterans and our military service members. It's great to know that literally help is just a phone call away, but it's up to all of us. Like we say all the time, Tom, it's up to us to make sure that nobody falls through the cracks. We got to look out for our brothers and sisters out there to make sure that they get the services they need. But anyway, on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on suicide is painless. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Here they come, zooming to me.
Around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Killing is easy. We as humans have been doing it since the dawn of time with Cain and Abel by the jawbone of an ass. See, the Democrats did start the whole damn thing. Or, for you Darwinists out there, since Arthur Clarke brought the monolith to the apes. Since then, we humans have become increasingly adept at killing and refining our art of war. We have evolved from the jawbone to the slingshot, from the musket to the 50 cal, from the catapult to the mortar, from the spear to the cruise missile, from line of sight to laser guided. Along the way, we have perfected the art of raining death upon our enemies, but we have yet to comprehend the truly human toil of the carnage. No, not the collateral damage that is so often spoken of in the apologetic press, but the effect that war has upon those who wage it, specifically our men and women in uniform. To put it into perspective, the year was 2012 and the suicide rate amongst the nation's active duty military personnel spiked, eclipsing the number of troops dying in battle and on a pace to set a record annual high since the start of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as reported by the Pentagon. Suicides continued to increase as the United States military and the VA stepped up efforts to provide mental health, drug and alcohol, and financial counseling services. In 2012, the military reported that there had been 354 suicides among active duty troops through this year, a rate of nearly one each day. That number represented an 18% increase over the 130 active duty military suicides for the same period in 2011. A lot of discouraging numbers, but no solutions in sight. I made those comments in my tirade on June of 2012. Unfortunately, we have been asked to accept a, quote, new norm of suicides amongst our active military and veterans. That's right. Just deal with it, according to a report from USA Today. A little background first, though. The Army suicide rate for active duty soldiers averaged nearly 11 per 100,000 from September 11, 2001, until shortly after the Iraq invasion in 2004. It more than doubled over the next 5 years, and with the exception of a spike in 2012, has remained largely constant at 24 to 25 per 100,000, roughly 20 to 25% higher than a civilian population of the same age and gender makeup as the military. And according to the experts, there is no answer in sight. David Rudd, president of the University of Memphis, who served on a panel of scientists that reviewed military mental health programs and issued a critical report in 2014, has commented, quote, years of relative stability at these profoundly higher rates may well be the new normal. So, let's just throw up our hands and surrender. I have no doubt that suicides did in fact occur in prior conflicts. But the Department of Defense only started tracking them since 1980, which makes it difficult to provide any valid comparisons with prior conflicts, such as World War II, Korea, or Vietnam. Many have attempted to place the blame for the ongoing rash of suicides on the current scenario in which a bulk of service members have been subjected to multiple deployments or the dire financial straits which face our military and their families with the never-ending summers of recovery. I would challenge both assertions. Although there are no records of suicides from World War II, the topic is a rarity in the many memoirs and books of the period. And our fighting men of the day were facing the Great Depression at home and in enlistment periods for the duration plus 6 months. Yeah, that's right. And yet they fought and died in combat, not by their own hand. Perhaps what is equally distressing is that those in power seem to have no clue as to how to defuse the current situation, except to innocently claim that they need to hire more mental health professionals, most of whom have no experience in combat. However, in their attempts to compartmentalize the pieces of the problem, they fail to recognize that the suicide epidemic is not confined to the active duty force. In fact, as we have reported on numerous occasions on the Scuttlebutt Network, it is estimated that 22 of our nation's veterans commit suicide every day, a majority of whom are plugged into the VA system. Unfortunately, what the mental health professionals, military brass, may be missing is that while this generation rightly deserves to be called the greatest generation of our lifetimes, they are dramatically different from the World War II predecessors. While no one would question their patriotism, they have been reared on instant gratification and weaned on the almighty Xbox. Theirs is a culture of Red Bull, monster drinks, and adrenaline-fueling thrill-seeking. They live for the high, and for them, the military becomes a natural outlet forthwith. However, when the high fades and the PlayStation cannot provide their fix, they are faced with a harsh reality. War is not a game. The killing is real, as are the mental wounds which never truly heal. And while you can restart the mission on Call of Duty, the effects of such suicide are permanent, painful, and selfish. We as a nation owe it to those who have taken the oath to ensure that they are embraced and that we never fail to give them and their families the support that they deserve. Killing is easy. It is living that can often be difficult. Our only alternative is to lose a generation of our heroes to their own misguided sense of worthlessness, and in doing so, lose ourselves in our own isolation. We should remember that we, as veterans, are the first line of defense against our brothers and sisters taking their own lives. We must ensure that no one is left behind and alone to fall through the cracks. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Clutch.
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir!
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM. streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com along with Tom Claxton. I'm Cal Walters. A couple of Marines with just a little bit to say. The First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep. And Tom, you know, I just want to reference a little bit of something that you said there in that tirade. I mean, that's an update to a tirade that we did probably 5 years ago. And one of the words that you used in that tirade was worthlessness. And we didn't pull that out of the air. I mean, that was what we, that was something that was written because of what was going on. You remember what the Air Force was doing its stand down for? The article that we covered? It was because the Air Force was trying to address the concept that their airmen had a feeling of, quote unquote, hopelessness. Tom, I don't know how you combat that.
I don't need to, Cal. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you have, you have men and women who have decided they want to serve in the military, and yet they can't figure out that the mission that they've got is worthwhile.
Right.
So they're going to take their lives because of hopelessness or worthlessness.
Right.
That's a hard, that's a hard battle to fight, Tom. And I don't know how we do it except you got to be able to know who's next to you. You got to be able to take care of your brothers, just like if you were in a fighting hole with them.
Right.
You make sure that they don't get left behind.
Right. So true.
Speaking of not getting left behind, there's Agent Orange. We talked about the Agent Orange, the Blue Water Navy and all that. But apparently what you have is you have some veterans that are saying, look, we are terminally ill. You have pushed this and kicked the can down the road. In an emotional plea on Capitol Hill, former Navy Petty Officer, Second Class Bobby Daniels, called on the VA to end the hold on processing Agent Orange, Agent Orange claims. They're supposed to start in January 2020. He apparently doesn't think he's going to make it that far, Tom.
That's the problem.
And while, well, the thing about it is, Tom, it's what have we talked about? They, it's like our atomic veterans, Agent Orange. Go down the list, the burn pit. It's
right.
Like they want to hold everything off. And maybe this generation of veterans who have been subjected to this are just going to die off. And that's what this veteran is claiming. And he has taken his case to Congress. And it's you know, this guy's 79 years old. He's got terminal prostate cancer. And he is just asking for folks on Congress to step up and do something. More information at the Stack. That's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We thank you for joining us. Hope you will join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!